to all our listeners. My name's John Huff. I'm a partner with the Insurance Regulatory Practice Group of the global law firm Dentons. It's my pleasure to welcome you to Dentons IREG News and Views, an interview series featuring the insurance industry's most influential global leaders, including supervisors and regulators, NAIC experts, and industry players. The entire interview series is available on demand at dentons.com. Today, Dentons IREG News and Views inaugural interview is with a very important global leader of insurance regulation, the Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner and the 2017 President of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, Commissioner Ted Nickel. Ted, welcome to Dentons IREG News and Views.
John, thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to be here today, and it's a pleasure to be chosen to join this podcast and this recording. And I just want to say for your listeners, what a pleasure it is to speak with you, one, as a friend, a mentor, and somebody I truly admired in, as a regulator who achieved the ultimate pinnacle of state insurance regulation, president of the NAIC last year, and I still lovingly refer to as the most immediate past president of the NAIC.
Well, thank you very much. You're doing a great job as NAIC President, Ted, and you've reached the midpoint of your term. So tell us about the state-based insurance regulatory developments that you've made the most progress on this year.
Sure, John, and we've got, as you can imagine, a lot of different work streams that we're currently pursuing, and one of the things I would just touch on initially is really the kind of the culmination of some great work that you did and some great navigating you did as president of the NAIC, and just share with you some of the results of one of your work streams that we're really starting to see some nice benefits for consumers, and that's your work on the lost life insurance policy locator, which is a service available to anyone, all consumers and folks through the NAIC website. It's a central clearinghouse for folks to just put your data in and look and determine whether or not somebody in your family may have, that you suspect may have had a life insurance policy, but were never able to find it, are able to locate those. And to date, I'm very excited to announce that we've surpassed the $40 million of lost life insurance policy proceeds that have been returned to consumers. So that's just a great success for on how state insurance regulators respond to issues faced by consumers, and having the NAIC serve as the regulatory support organization and the use of innovation and technology to make this all happen. So it's a great resource, and I encourage folks to look at the NAIC website and identify the lost life insurance policy locator and just find out once and for all whether or not there might be something out there. In terms of other developments and progress, some of what I'll maybe touch on kind of leads into kind of what we're going to be working on at the summer national meeting, but we've done a lot of work this year on the joint B committee, the health committee, and the E committee work on long-term care issues. A lot of developments and a lot of different work streams at the NAIC are now being coordinated together in this joint task force because we've got a lot of questions about long-term care and a lot of questions about the sustainability of some of the products and some of the companies. So this is really a significant effort to bring to bear all the NAIC resources in the states to focus in and make sure all of the different directions that long-term care has been taking are being coordinated. And I know there'll be some more meetings on that issue at the national meeting. In terms of other successes, I think we've done a lot this year in the first 7 months to really focus in on this rapidly changing world of innovation and technology. Companies and and startups are pairing up together. Companies are doing their own work with regards to leveraging new data, new ways to analyze data, new applications that are springing up all over the place. And to be quite honest, it's a very overwhelming situation for regulators to try to understand all the work that's being done at the company level to leverage all of this data and leverage all of this new technology to meet the changing needs of consumers. Consumers are more on demand now than ever before, and the companies are trying to meet those challenges. And so it's up to the regulators to understand how the companies are leveraging this technology and make sure that they're doing it all in a way that fits within our existing regulatory framework. So to that end, the regulators the direction of the officers this year have spent a lot of time working with startup companies. They've been talking to innovative companies, and they've been talking to the disrupting companies about their products, their methodologies, their use of data, their use of artificial intelligence and other analytics to bring to bear, again, some better understanding on behalf of the regulators as to all of this new technology and this changing environment. And so I'm proud of the work that's been done thus far and the ability for regulators to be getting now more up to speed on what's going on out there in the marketplace and be more comfortable in talking to companies about their use of data and new technologies. Again, not to discourage it, but to better understand it and understand how they're using it to meet the changing needs of consumers.
Thanks, Ted, very much. And you mentioned the summer national meeting in Philadelphia that's just right around the corner, and I'm sure your innovation and technology group will be meeting along with your long-term care B&E leadership group. What other topics do you expect to be discussed at the meeting?
Well, as you can imagine, John, we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about the recent activity or lack of activity in Washington, D.C. around health insurance reform, health care reform. That has been a huge issue for states as they're seeing their markets become what maybe once was a very vibrant market now turning into very fragile markets, and as one commissioner has been quoted on the verge of collapse. There'll be a lot of discussion about what the direction, what the follow-up directions are around healthcare reform. If we can get the Congress to at least stabilize the market while they work on continued ideas of reform, I'm sure that'll be a big discussion. And then if we look at other areas of importance, yeah, we'll be talking a lot about innovation and technology. The issue of data security, the data security model law or the cybersecurity work group, it looks like, and I'll just cross my fingers, John, but it looks like they've got a version I think 5 of the data security model, which a lot of groups are finding consensus around. So it's very possible that there'll be some votes around the data security model law by the work group, and then if those are successful, they would move up to the Innovation and Technology Task Force, which is now its parent. So stay tuned for that vote. We do a lot of work, as you well remember, that we do a lot of work with our international partners as well, and I'm pleased to announce that Argentina will be joining us to sign a memorandum of understanding so that we can do more work with them and as they literally move from pivot from a very heavily regulated market, a very state-run market, to a more of a free market regulatory approach to insurance regulation. So we've done a lot of work with them. I know there's a lot of companies who are interested in the Argentina market. So it'll be a great opportunity for folks to spend some time with the Argentina regulator and celebrate the fact that they're coming up to, partner with us and work more closely with us as they build an insurance regulatory market from zero. We the U.S. regulators have been helping them out along the way, and just look forward to spending some time with them. And I'd be remiss if I didn't note that the NAIC does a lot of things, you'll recall, the U.S. market and the regulatory system is much different than many of our other countries that we work with, and we celebrate and spend a lot of time with consumer reps, and this happens to be the 25th anniversary of our NAIC consumer rep program. So we'll be recognizing the great work that consumer reps do in informing our opinions and informing our decisions from their perspective. So those are some of the highlights of the summer national meeting. I'm sure I'm forgetting a ton of them, but it'll be a very action-packed and a very full schedule of meetings starting on Sunday.
Great. We look forward to the discussions in Philadelphia. So setting aside that flurry of just immediate regulatory activity and shifting to a little bit of strategic thinking, I see the NAIC Center for Insurance Policy and Research, the CIPR, has an upcoming session in Philadelphia as well, entitled Enhancing Protections and Empowering Consumers for a Secure Retirement. And I believe you'll be moderating the session. Commissioner Nickel, can you tell us some of the goals for the session?
Sure. It'll be, I believe, Tuesday afternoon. And it's a couple of hours, again, sponsored by the Center for Insurance Research, Policy Research. And we're along the lines of one of the objectives for this year, which was a carryover from the great work you did last year on retirement security. We're spending an afternoon talking about areas of concern that consumers may have and helping inform consumers about how insurance products can benefit them and can add to their retirement security. So we'll have a speaker who's going to be focusing on the state of long-term care, which is got a few rough patches in it, but yet the long-term care product, it can be a great product for consumers. And then we'll have a panel discussing various, insurance products along the lines of long-term care and for retirement security, including annuities and other products. And I think that panel itself will offer regulators and consumer representatives and company folks an opportunity to kind of really dig into the current state of retirement security products that are available in the marketplace. And so I look forward to a pretty vigorous debate and discussion around retirement security, as well as hopefully some good audience participation, because those audience questions often are the highlight of many of these public sessions. So I would encourage folks to sign up and if they're able to make it, to join that event on Tuesday. I think it starts at 3:00, if I'm correct.
Well, we look forward to seeing you and others in Philadelphia, and we're out of time today. But let me thank Commissioner Nickel for joining us for Denton's IREG News and Views, and thank you, Ted, for your public service.
John, I appreciate it. It's good to be here, and thank you.